You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here comes Chelsea. All right, Chelsea. So what the heck? What's your weird superstition?
There is a suit that I will not wear in a courtroom ever again because I have lost too many trials in it.
Oh, no. Describe the suit for me.
It's like a dark green forest. It's beautiful. One of my favorite suits, but I will not set foot in a courtroom while I'm wearing it.
That's hilarious.
God,
so do you wear it at all anymore for anything?
I don't really have a lot of other times that I wear suits, but if I had, you know, if I had to wear a suit, I would probably wear it as long as I wasn't in the court.
Okay.
That's fantastic. I love that.
I wouldn't want you representing me, and then I see you walk in that suit. I'd be like, oh, crap. Here we go. Game over for me. I'm going to jail.
I must not like you very much.
Yeah, I'm going to jail. See you
I'd
later.
I'd be asking for a continuance immediately, Chelsea.
Oh, man.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Working on a bathroom remodel.
Oh, well, those are a blast.
How much is that costing?
Yeah. Oh, more than I'd like. Definitely more than I originally planned.
Is it a master bath?
I'm doing both of my bathrooms, so it's right now we're on the guest bathroom.
Are you?
Is it going to be like 30, 40 grand? 50?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you because we're like halfway through the project and the number's been going up.
Well, what's it at right now? The number.
Oh, close to 10. So it's not as bad as what you're talking about yet, but it's still more than I anticipated.
I've been quoting out just to get my shower done, and it's been $14,000 to $20,000 just for the shower.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, I know. So
if
there
you
found
somebody to do it for 10, yeah, you better hold on to them.
Yeah, or they're just doing...
Oh, good news. My dad helps with this, so my dad and I are doing it together.
Well, that's good.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what's going to happen with me as well. My dad's going to come help.
Yeah, I highly recommend it if you have a handy father.
It is nice to have a handy father, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, I lost mine, Chelsea, so I'm going to borrow your dad. Is that cool?
Absolutely. I'll send him right over.
Yeah, rent out Chelsea's dad.
That's funny.
Oh, that's great. All right, listen, let's play the game. But before we do, I have to tell Julie, Shauna, Aaron, and Mike... Please hold on no matter what, even if we get a winner, because we want to talk to all four of you. We especially want to find out your superstition, like Chelsea and her suit. 10 seconds, Chelsea. We need 5 different... Oh, this is too easy. You know, we're going to get a winner on the first one.
Well, then
so
do a
Julie,
different one.
Shauna, Aaron, and Mike are all going to be upset. It's too easy. Chelsea, 5 different road signs, what they say. 5 different road signs that you see. Ready and go.
Stop, yield, no U-turn, left only, school crossing.
School crossing? I think so. You forgot the sign that they named after our producer, though.
What's that?
Dip.
What sign is that?
Dip.
I can only do the ding 2
it's
times.
It's all you get, Chelsea. It's all.
You're a winner!
Yay!
Hooray for you!
Woo woo! What are you wearing right now? Because that is obviously lucky.
It's good luck.
I'm wearing jeans and a flannel. So
wear that to court next time, okay?
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed to win.
All right.
Absolutely.
You're the best. Listen, you stand by, and Josh will tell you all about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Remember all of those people that I mentioned?
Yes.
All of them except Shauna hung up.
Losers. Call back.
That sucks. I really wanted to hear what their weird
Everybody that called in and hung up, call us back.
Or even if you didn't call in before and you've got a weird superstition, call us because I want to know what it is. Shauna, you're the only cool one in the group.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, girl.
Well, hey, it's going well. I got to know, what is your unusual superstition?
Yeah, so in Hawaii, if you whistle at night, that's a very bad thing. So we don't whistle at night there.
What happens if you do? What happens if you do whistle at night?
it's like it brings like evil spirits or like bad spirits around. So we kind of don't do that.
Gotcha.
I do it here too, because I just, you know, I don't have to just be in Hawaii to do it. It's just everywhere.
So you, okay. So what you're saying is you don't do it here. You don't whistle
at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
So do
well,
you,
at night you can whistle.
If you're
at night.
With someone at night and they start whistling, do you freak out a little bit? Do you tell them stop, stop, stop?
Yes, I tell them why, and I feel a little weird about it, but I do have to share it because to me it's very superstitious.
Yeah, I don't want to mess around with that.
Yeah,
especially in like Hawaii, like some sort of big sea creature will come out of the ocean.
Yeah,
you know, well, you don't jack with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's scary. So I definitely tell people not to do it.
What island are you from?
I have family on Oahu and Big Island.
Very
so
nice.
Cool. Very good. My son lives on Oahu right now, so it's nice to have someone that you can stay with when you go
it's
out.
It's no joke. I mean, you're saving it on lodging like crazy.
And they just live, yeah. I don't know, they live maybe 200 feet from the beach.
Beautiful.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's really nice. Shauna, we've enjoyed talking to you. What are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
I think I'm going to the hot springs.
Ooh. That sounds nice. Yeah. Glenwood?
The Strawberry Hot Springs in Steamboat.
Strawberry wow. Hot Springs sounds like a brothel.
Well, yeah,
it's an adult
it's
film
really
or something.
It is? Josh, our producer, is saying it is. Come here. Come here. How does he know?
Yeah, how does he
He's
know?
Like jumping up and down saying it is. Hey, here he is, Josh.
I mean, it's not a brothel, but it is like notorious in Steamboat. My family's I've been to Steamboat multiple times a year my whole entire life. I've been to Strawberry Fields Hot Springs. It's essentially allowed like public sex and things like that.
What?
Yeah,
it's the public sex.
It's an after. It's like an after 7 p.m. like special thing. They're like, hey, you don't need to come with clothes on, and it's basically a don't ask, don't tell. But during the day, it's essentially
Shauna.
A family. It's a family thing.
I did not. Yeah. Okay.
During the day, it's a family.
What
thing.
Time of day are you going?
Well, I have it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, don't go after
well,
7. Or
what,
go
I
after 7.
I might want to go early in the morning. Or, I mean, yeah, depending.
Well, if you go at night, we're guaranteed not to go. Because
yeah,
we can't whistle at night, Jeremy.
Right? Yes.
Somebody just texted in and said, after dark, clothing is optional at that place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Now I know why Josh's family has been going there for years, apparently.
30-something years of living in Colorado, and I never heard about that. Is it Strawberry Hot Springs or Strawberry Fields Hot Springs?
Strawberry.
Just Strawberry
Just
Hot
Strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, are you taking a special someone with you?
Yeah, I'm going with
my
partner.
Well,
okay,
you know
well,
what?
Are you and your partner going to take advantage of the clothes optional element or no?
That's a good question. I guess we'll see what happens.
Just see
You'd be open to it is what you're saying.
Pardon me?
We'll see. I'd never heard of this brothel thing, and we will see what we get into. I don't know.
It's not a brothel.
It's not a brothel, but they say at night clothes are optional.
Clothes are optional. So.
And if you're just open to the idea, it sounds to me like you get
do
a couple
it.
Of you know cocktails into you
do
and
it.
Your partner, and
just do it. You'll have a story for years.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's going to be really funny too, Shauna, is if you do this and then you find out that Josh was making this all up and you were the only one
standing there all naked. Here's Brenda texting in. Josh is correct. A group of us went to it and the clothes disappeared around dark.
I'll be
Strawberry done. Hills Hot Springs.
Strawberry Hills.
Hills now, as somebody's
okay.
saying.
We've heard Strawberry Fields, Strawberry, and now Strawberry Hills.
There's a massage tent, somebody said.
Shauna, I am not going to believe that you didn't know about any of this because you're making a beeline for this place. So,
well, I hope you have
a
hell of a time.
About it.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Oh, that's great. You know, I was in your home state of Hawaii, I don't know, back in March, was it, or something like that, and I wandered upon a nude beach. So participated. He Jeremy drops. Has seen the photo. Jeremy, do I need to show you the photo?
No, but I've seen Dom's butt a lot this year.
every time when he's least expecting it, Shauna, I will just hold up my phone.
He
and of course
literally
he
pulls
it
out, his phone.
I pull it out, and I'm like, here, look at this. And of course, everyone looks, and he's like,
Well, you have a hell of a weekend, all right?
Now, normally, we tell people if they're going away for the weekend, we always tell them to text us photos, but you don't have to feel that that is necessary to do in this particular case, okay?
Fair. Thank you. I appreciate
Shauna,
it.
You're welcome.
We've enjoyed talking to you. I hope the feeling is mutual. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She sounds so meek.
So awkward.
And so innocent.
So awkward.
And so sweet.
She's going to put extra clothes on, I think.
She's probably not even going to go. She's going to turn and drive the other direction, and she'll be in Amarillo at this time tomorrow.